Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Beautiful Legacy Podcast. I am your host, Abigail Gagnon, and as you probably noticed, this is part two of a conversation, and I really hope that you go back and listen to part one. I split this episode into two parts because it was a bit of a longer conversation, and I wanted to make sure that it was cut into a little bit easier segments to listen to. As you may have noticed, I also did that with Cycle Talk, and we'll probably be doing that in the future with longer episodes. So I hope that you pause this and go back and listen to part one if you haven't already, or at least listen to it after you listen to this one. But I feel like getting the full context is important. So I would highly recommend pausing this and going back to listen to part one. But either way, I really hope that you enjoy this episode, are inspired, and if this is the start of your healing journey, I really hope that this episode can inspire you and help connect you to different resources to go from just living to thriving. So let's get into the episode. I absolutely love that. And what would you say for figuring out, like, oh, this is, you know, due to somebody that isn't me, and how would you say, like, suggest that people go about that process of figuring that out and, like, battling the intrusive thoughts that they may have and trying to figure out whether it's themselves or somebody else having that fear?
Great question. For sure. So for me personally, when I do breathwork sessions with my clients, whether it be group containers or one-on-one, you know, when we drop in and we breathe, before we even do that, I have them journal and start to journal out what might be coming up or what they might be going through. We curate an intention of, you know, what they are wanting to experience and call in and bring in energetically. And then as we do the breathing, and I take them essentially into their subconscious space, because so for anyone to understand, whether you've done breath work before or not, when you bring more oxygen into the body, within about 90 seconds, maybe sometimes a few minutes, depending on the person, your brain actually starts to, like, the nerve receptors in the back of your brain start to shut off. So the thoughts, the constant noise is actually gone, and you are able to be there in a clear space because you brought more oxygen to your body. And this is what breath work is, because when we consciously breathe, we're able to truly receive at a soul level. And so what I do with my clients is then we start to just breathe into that intention. And then I start to allow them to drop into, like, what might be coming up for them. If I notice they're getting emotional, I'll tell them, like, you know, while you're breathing and you feel this emotion coming up, for example, I had a client last week I was breathing with, and she had a lot of anxiety coming up while we were breathing. And I said to her, I want you to keep breathing if you feel comfortable. And I want to ask you, is this yours or is this someone else's? And she got hysterical and she said, oh my gosh, it's not mine. It's my son. It's my, you know, mom. It's this. It's the, and I said, okay, I want you to just let it go. Keep breathing. We're going to let it go. And then I walk her through and I speak to, you know, that it's not hers. And I use different affirmations and different rapid energetic rewiring that I speak, you know, with my client, you know, privately to help them release. And when we're done with the breathwork session, I have them come out and have them start writing out, you know, what came up. And then we speak to, is there more still there? Is there more they're still holding they need to process? Or do you feel you've released it and now you can look at what's going on, it's cleared, and we can go to the next level layer of, you know, where you are now. And obviously for some, it can come up right away in one session. For others, it may take quite a few sessions. Everyone is different, you know, as they let themselves go through this journey. But what I always tell everyone is, you know, one, work with someone, whether it be me or someone else, that is facilitated in trauma and they understand how the body works. It's really important that they understand and they're trauma informed, because when you do this work, and not to bring any fear, but just to have awareness, there is a lot of trauma that can come up because we all have trauma in us, whether it's ours or somebody else's. So you want to be aware and not push someone through an experience, which is why I always say you have full body autonomy, which is why I was saying to my client last week, hey, are you okay? Okay, let's just breathe. I'm going to ask you, are you releasing for you? Is it someone else? And usually you know when you're in that space because you're out of the thoughts and out of the noise and you're in the subconscious and you know what's coming up. And if they don't, I'll just keep speaking to them and helping them breathe through, and everyone is different. But it's important to have that safety in facilitation, whether it be in person or online, that you trust who you're with and you feel comfortable to go through the experience So you can unearth the layers, so you can release. And it's also being really honestly curious and open to saying, my mind may not understand this, which most don't. Mine did not until I got certified. And that's okay. But it's just leaning into the trust and your intention that you are releasing, you are letting go, and that the energy is being moved out in that now moment. And knowing that healing is not linear, it is about dropping in that present moment and allowing it to happen.
I love that. And what would you say to somebody that may be afraid to do those type of things because they don't want to bring up the past hurt? Like, what would your encouragement or words of, you know, wisdom or whatever you want to call it for people that are like, hey, I don't want to get to the root of the problem because I know it's going to hurt, or I already did some work and it hurt like hell and I don't want to, you know, go back there. Encourage them to like not get stuck because they're afraid because it's going to get better. If that makes sense.
Yeah, great. It's a really powerful question. Yeah. So I would say one, ask yourself, how much more are you going to continue to allow yourself to be basically debilitated by what you're holding? And I say that with love, but when you choose to stay stuck, it will continue to come up. It will continue to fester and eventually, unfortunately, manifest because that is the way the body works. And this is where we see disease, disconnect in the body. It's dis-ease in the body, I truly believe. And we're learning that more and more now, how much our emotions, our trauma plays out in our lives and what that does to our actual physical vessels, as well as mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And so asking yourself, like, is it worth it to stay in that space where it's not serving you and be stuck? Or is it better and going to actually help you thrive versus survive in your life to say, I'm going to feel it because I have to feel it to heal it, but then I know I'm going to shift it and I'm going to move through it. And by the way, Abigail, a lot of times when I work with clients, they go through what's known as an energetic retracing, which means that before you fully release all those emotions and you release that trauma, your body's going to bring you back in some way to that space for a moment, for, you know, a day, for maybe, you know, 2 days max. And it's retracing it before it releases it, because it's normal for the body to want to go back to what it was, because that's like the, you know, safety part of us, the ego part of us that wants to keep us in that control instead of releasing and letting it be free. And so I always tell my clients, don't be surprised if way more emotion comes up afterwards for a couple of days. Lean into it best you can. Trust it already is cleared, and that energetic retracing is happening in order to allow to make more room to peel back more layers. Think about an onion. We're constantly peeling the layers of an onion, right? There's many, many layers. Well, there's many layers to us as well. And so how much will you allow yourself to go deeper to actually receive? You know, a lot of people will say to me, you know, well, I, you know, I did this and then I feel like, you know, my health got worse. And I'm like, okay, well, it probably didn't get worse. You probably had some things come up that you then fell into that stagnancy. So instead of falling back into it and saying that you're going to be caught up in that, trust that you've already released it. The body is coming back to this retracing to allow you to, and there's probably another layer to that that needs to be seen and is showing you, hey, you worked on that, but there's another piece to this that needs to be worked on. And you need to trust that you've already done some work and there's more to come. And I've seen with so many of my clients that when they actually do continue with the work, they feel so much better. And they'll tell me, like, I'm a totally different person now. But if I had stopped one or two sessions in, I think I'd be even more stuck. And of course you would be, because when you stop in the middle of anything, right? I mean, even think about people who get on, you know, prescription pills. When you get off of something, you know, abruptly, you're like, whoa, what do I do? And your body doesn't know what to do. So when you're actually healing at the root, there's a lot more work to be done and to be unearthed. But do you want to be stuck and stagnant, or do you want to thrive in your life? And I think that's really the loving awareness question you have to ask yourself when you're doing this work, is like, am I okay with being quote unquote comfortable and being stuck in where I am? Or do I want to actually expand and thrive? Because if I want that life, I have to unearth all the things that are keeping me from that life.
I love that. I know about 11 years ago, 10 years ago, I was realizing that a lot of stuff was coming up for me and I wasn't quite understanding why. And when I started to get to some of the root of the issues, I was so emotional. Like, I was crying at work. And I do not I'm not a big crier. Like I will like get emotional sometimes, like if I watch TV or
Sure.
movies or read a book or something and like maybe cry with other people, but for my own self, I'm the type of person to stuff it and then until I can't anymore. And I was just crying so much to the point where there was a couple times I had to have one of my coworkers like go out to the front and like help a customer because I was like, I can't.
Oh.
I can't right now. And I'm really grateful that I was in workspaces that I had coworkers that were great and were just kind of like, if you want to talk about it, I'm here, but they didn't push and like were willing to like help out. But it definitely was really hard, but I'm so glad that I did that because if I didn't, I would have been more stuck way
Yes.
longer than I
Exactly. We
was.
create our own, suffering. And I say that with love because I did it to myself too. Like, you don't want to feel, which is why I always say we feel it to heal it. That is what then allows the shifts and the movements and the changes to happen and to move from the surviving to thriving. But exactly, when we just stay stuck and we stay stuck in it and we just say, I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to feel it. I'm going to push all this down. Suppression usually equals depression. And that's because we're not expressing our expression of what our truth is not coming through. So if you're needing to cry and release and you're holding that over and over and over again and shoving that down, well, eventually your body is like, I need to release this. It doesn't get compartmentalized and goes away. No, it goes into the body, and the body's like, okay, how do I manifest this sadness? How do I manifest this anger? Because it's gonna come one way or another. Like in my own journey with everything, I went through so much inflammation in my body, and I never understood, like, why am I so inflamed? Like, what's wrong with me? And it was because I had shoved down so much, and it was affecting my gut, and it was affecting, my adrenals, and it was affecting so much that I had no idea that that could even happen. And that's when I started understanding like how this was all connected. And even so much so, I had crazy cystic acne when I had my daughter like months later. And I remember my husband, he was like, I'm not saying this because like obviously I think you're beautiful and I love you, but like I'm kind of concerned. Like your face is like, I've never ever seen your face like this before. And no one could explain it. And I like went and got a million facials and did all this crazy stuff. And it wasn't until I actually did the inner work, I swear to God, that my face started to go back to normal. And it was like, holy crap, no matter what I put on, no matter what products, no matter what expensive facial I do, it's not working. But I'm doing the inner work and believing about how like I am beautiful and how worthy I am and how I, I'm worth, what I'm going through and I'm gonna survive and all these things, and my face is changing. Like, what is happening? And it just shows you. Our body will manifest it. I really do believe this is where we see, unfortunately, so many chronic issues and we see disease again, which is dis-ease in the body, because the body is meant to be in a high frequency. It's meant to be, I really believe, in the highest state when we have mind, body, spirit aligned. And it's a journey to get there. But when we do the root work, we start to see our body physically shift because it doesn't. It doesn't make sense for it not to. I've had so many clients who will do this work and they'll say, I'm sleeping better. I'm actually happier every day. I want to go on more walks. I want to, go create this program now. I'm going to coach these people. And it's like, yes, of course, because your body is responding. And now you have more energy. Now you have more excitement. Now your soul has come online further and you're no longer operating in the ego and the control of, I'll just stay here and stay safe, because that's what most of us do. And again, it's no judgment because I did it too until I didn't.
I love that. That's really awesome. And with the stuff that you've been doing with the breath work and the meditation and all of that, what are some of like the practical ways and like some examples of like how you apply that to your day-to-day life, as different things may come up or just as you go about your day?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously, like I'm human, so like I have my moments like anyone else. And this is where the work has been so helpful for me, because where I used to spin out when something would happen, I now really can come to a place of like, okay, take a few deep breaths. Okay, we're gonna settle in. We're gonna get regulated. Okay, am I fearful of what's happening right now because I'm truly fearful? Or am I fearful because I just don't know what the answer is on the other side? I really don't know what's going to happen. And I could actually be more excited and maybe surprised by maybe there's actually going to be a good expectation out of this. Maybe something better is going to come. And that's something I actually always, as one of my affirmations I'll share, I say every single day, I expect miracles and not something better than that. Every single day, I expect miracles and if not something better than that. Because if we can be in a higher frequency every day and start that the way that day, even if the day continues to get crazy and we continue to come back to this place of, I expect this and I believe in this, the more you're going to tell your mind this, the more you're going to have that experience. Because one of the favorite people I would say to recommend to check out actually as a resource and listen to is Dr. Joe Dispenza. I've taken many of his courses. I do a ton of his meditations. I love him. He's really great about bringing the quantum field together and having people understand how our heart field is 1,000 times more than our actual brain and how, you know, what we emanate and we put out changes in our energy. And so when we have powerful affirmations or we write down a powerful affirmation and then say it to ourselves and we tell our brain, this is what's happening, your brain has no idea what's actually true and what's not true. And when you start to teach your brain how to be rewired over and over again, and then you add in the breath work, which where I feel like that's the missing piece for a lot of people with the mindset work, is like you add in the mindset, you change the way you breathe, and you actually let your subconscious receive it when you're deeply breathing. That's the rewiring. That's the change that happens. And so I do that daily, even in just 2-3 minutes a day when things are spinning out in my world because I've got 3 little ones and I have my husband and I have lots of emotions in my household and I have a lot of emotions and I'm human. I use these tools to be able to anchor in and say, ah, I'm not going to get caught up in the fear. I'm not going to get caught in the lower vibrations and those stories. They're just stories. They're just narratives. I'm not going to play into that. I'm going to create my own story. I'm going to create my own narrative and create my own shifts. And then I'm going to say these affirmations to do so. And so if there's anything I could tell anyone right now is it's deep conscious breaths, writing down affirmations that feel good to you, having a gratitude journal, get outside in the sunshine, get your feet on the ground and ground even just 1 to 2 minutes a day and notice how much you shift even in 3 days, 5 days, a week. I promise you, you will start to see how differently you show up in your life and how you respond versus react in your life. And that to me is such a gift when you can become an observer of your life versus someone who's constantly reacting.
Yes, I completely agree with all of that. And obviously, I know you kind of just mentioned a few examples of different things that you do and you recommend. And again, as we've talked about, it's different for everybody, but yeah, what are some like big ways that you would say or like small ways that people can do different things to help regulate their nervous system so they're not spiraling?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously breath work is huge, but like when it comes to just small things, right? Like I tell everyone, healing can be fun. This also doesn't have to be this exhausting, you know, drawn out, like, oh my gosh, I always have to be crying. No, there's ebbs and flows like everything else. Like I tell my clients all the time when they work with me, whether one-on-one or in a container, it's like, hey, we're going to do breath work and we're also going to do really fun affirmations to make you feel good. And then I'm going to give you journal prompts to help you further lean into that. And then I'm going to challenge you tomorrow to do something that maybe it's a little bit out of your comfort zone. For me, it's cooking because I just have never felt comfortable cooking. So I've been leaning into cooking more and more in my household as a way to teach myself how to let healing be fun and regulate my nervous system in that I'm no longer going to get worked up when I go to cook. I'm going to just be excited. I'm going to be playful, like tap into your inner child, like, and the happy part of your inner child. I know a lot of people will say, oh gosh, I can't do that because my inner child, no. Let's not go to the places that, you know, where we all have issues. Go to a happy place, your inner child. We all have one. Find a happy spot and bring that part of you out to have fun and be playful, especially if you are a mom and you have kids, be playful with them. Okay, we're going to bake something new. We're going to create something new and don't have any expectations. A huge piece of us, you know, being in spiral and having a not regulated nervous system is that we have so many expectations on ourselves, on our families, on everyone around us and whatever's going to happen that day. Don't have them unless they're the highest expectation of the highest miracle, of the highest good. just have fun, be playful. The more play you can bring in and the more excitement, again, these higher frequency, this higher energy, the more your body is going to respond to that, and your magnetism, like you being a magnet, you're like magnetic, excuse me, and you are going to draw that into you while you're doing something else. And people are going to come to you because you're in that magnetic space, you're in that draw, and they receive your energy that way. And then you're going to shift. So it's like, okay, maybe you want to go for a walk because that regulates you, makes you feel good. Maybe you want to just play on the floor with your kids. Like for me, I'll dance around with my kids and we'll just do silly faces and dance. And that lights me up and that helps me regulate, you know, like it's just finding the things that make you feel good, but then also leaning into the things that might be hard in your life, but coming from a different place. Don't put an expectation on it unless it's a very, you know, high vibe one. Don't put, you know, I'm going to mess this up, or, you know, a limiting belief on yourself. Just believe and have fun and trust and let yourself be regulated in that way. And so regulating our nervous system just really comes from, to me, a place of true joy, of peace, of, you know, that just inner higher frequency and vibration of how we actually all came into this world as babies before we were all programmed and told that we weren't worth it. We always were worth it because we existed. And when you can understand, like, I'm worth it because I exist, everything will start to change.
I love that. I think redefining certain words like playful and different things like that, I think is really important, because I think oftentimes when we hear words like that, we're like, oh, we're too old. We need to be mature. Oh, yeah. We need to like not do these things. And I think redefining them for ourselves as adults is really important.
Yeah, absolutely. Redefining them. And also, like you said, like just like leaning in, right? I think a huge piece of motherhood has really taught me is just leaning into the chaos and knowing there can be joy in the chaos, and leaning into the play and allowing myself just to have fun and have no expectations and just allow. And I think that that is such a gift, and that alone will help you to regulate your nervous system, because so many of us are so serious and are in fight or flight constantly, or fawn, which is people pleasing, or unfortunately so many are in freeze where they're just not even doing anything. And again, this is all said with love. There's no judgment. But it's just understanding, like, we create these situations for ourselves because we put so much on us, or we've allowed others to put so much on us. And so it's about taking that power back in just those small pieces. It's 1:11 on my clock. I have to point out the angel numbers. These small pieces of just that higher frequency of like, I enjoy going for a walk. I'm going to walk, and that's going to regulate me. I enjoy reading this book, so that's going to regulate me. I want to snuggle with my partner. I want to snuggle with my kid. That's going to regulate me. Those little pieces to regulating yourself throughout the day and then taking deep conscious breaths are really going to make a big shift in the way you show up daily.
I absolutely love that. That's really good advice. And I know that you mentioned at one point about being a celebrity stylist. Do you still do that at all? Or is that something that you did in the past?
Yeah, well, so I always say it was my past life, and the ego and the old patterns of that died when I went through everything. But I do now actually do intuitive styling. I rebranded myself, and I work with people on the energy of their closets and what is holding them actually in their trauma, in their clothes, and what are the stories that aren't serving them anymore. And we get to the energetics, we do breath work, we rewire, and we go through it on a very deep level so that you can come out with a actual high frequency wardrobe and actually come out of a space of like, oh, I'm clear fully, and not just in like what I'm wearing, but like who I want to be when I'm wearing these clothes, and these clothes aren't wearing me. I'm authentically me and confidently me in this. And I'm my best accessory because I know how I feel in this clothing.
That's so awesome. I love how you've combined like both of the worlds, or whatever you want to call it, together.
Although, like, I never planned to. Honestly, it was just something that came to me, like, you know, like we say, like my dad always said, God made, you know, man makes plans and God laughs. And I used to always laugh at that quote, but like I get it more and more as I go through this journey. It's like we have all these plans, and then there's so much better for us when we actually trust and surrender and allow. And when I went through everything and I let it all go, all of a sudden I had clients showing up that were like, I really want to work with you and be styled. And I'm like, I'm not doing that anymore. I don't do it anymore. And they're like, well, what can we do? And I'm like, I do breath work. And they're like, okay. And you know, they were open to it. And then I realized as I was breathing with them, like, oh my gosh, I could be doing this with you, with your closet. And like, we can get you conscious in your space and okay, let's do this. And it just evolved. And now it's so cool because I have clients that are so like the first thing they say to me when they're going through their wardrobe, they're like, okay, I need to do a breathwork session before we even look at this because I don't even know how I actually feel about this outfit. And I'm like, okay, cool. Let's get you grounded. And then we'll work on your closet, you know? So it's been really cool to bring the modalities together.
That's really cool. And so are you doing that with just your clients in general? Or are you still doing like in the Hollywood space, but combining the two things?
So, I mean, I do have a few Hollywood clients that are, they came to me with during all that and asked me if I take them on. I'm not taking on as many Hollywood clients anymore just because honestly, it's a very toxic space and I've had to create those sacred boundaries very deeply in that industry. So depending on if they're aligned, I will maybe take them on. But I'm mostly now just doing honestly everyday people like ourselves that are, you know, mothers, women, even men who are just wanting to get deeper in their wardrobe and with their energetics and learning breath work to help them move through in their closets, in manifesting the wardrobe of their dreams and feeling good in what they're wearing.
That's super awesome. And I know that you don't do the celebrity styling anymore, but how does one get into that field to start with? Like what made you interested in doing that? And like, what was like that kind of like?
Yeah, honestly, fashion was always my passion. I love fashion. My grandmother, who's on the other side now, my angel, she was like always Miss Fashionista. And I loved going and trying on all the clothes she had and going to fashion shows with her and doing all the things. And my mom too, the three of us. And it just always lit me up to see how people transformed in their wardrobe. So as I got older, I started studying fashion. I did sewing, I did design, marketing, advertising, all these different things. I worked in corporate design. I did Coach and Lacoste and Talbots and all these companies. And eventually after working in corporate, I got into the entertainment industry and I started interning in different, you know, fields of costume because styling wasn't a thing back then. This was many years ago. And when I was doing the internships, I was learning how to, you know, create and design and do costume. And then over time, I had people ask me if I wanted to go work with them, in Los Angeles. I'm originally from New York, and that team invited me and took me under their wing to work in LA on different projects and really build and work my way up. And so I did. And then eventually Ali Bean Design, my styling company, was born, and which is still my company name, Ali Bean Design, because now I tell you, I designed the life of your dreams using all the different modalities. But I just started, you know, working with different people and showing, you know, that I was a hard worker and I had passion and really wanted to help others transform in their wardrobe. And I eventually just kind of got led into the styling world just from different people that I was working with. And I started working with all these clients that were honestly like D-listers and C-listers and nobody wanted to work with them. And I did them because I just wanted to learn and help. And some of those people ended up getting, you know, B-list and C-list and best dressed. And next thing I knew, I was, you know, a top Hollywood celebrity stylist working in Hollywood. And my clients were hitting these crazy milestones and projects and magazine, you know, notaries and all this stuff. And it was like, oh my gosh, what is happening? And it was a wild ride. And honestly, it taught me so much and I loved it. Until it became too toxic. Because when we go back to the beginning of your episode of boundaries, I had none. And I don't fault anybody in the industry because I allowed everything that went on. I allowed the 2 a.m. phone calls. I allowed the emergency, you know, I need you right now. I allowed, you know, the constant, you know, needing my attention and not telling them that I needed a break. So much so that when I was, you know, at the end of my pregnancy, I was still running around like a crazy person, going to their houses and handling all their stuff when I could barely drive with a huge belly. And I allowed all of that, you know, and so it taught me how to say no and how to create sacred boundaries. And to be honest, when I did that, I lost a lot of my clientele because they didn't like that. They didn't like that I was no longer going to be available 24/7. I was no longer going to be in demand. And I had to let all that go when I went through my healing journey of like, you created all of this and you are going to hold the boundaries that you created now and trust that there's more on the other side and not get sucked up into the fight or flight of, oh my gosh, I can't let these people go because then what do I have?
I absolutely love that. I think that that is something that is can be said for like really any boundaries, whether it be, you know, in business or personal.
Oh, yeah.
Where we're afraid to lose a job or we're afraid to lose a friendship or we're afraid to have certain family members cut us off or whatever it may be. And I think it's so important. Obviously, it's so much easier said than done. But if they were truly meant to be in your life long term or this job was meant for you long term, it's not going to be that easy to have it.
Exactly. Yep. 100%. And sometimes you have to let things completely burn down in order to start new. And for me, I was at that place where it was like, it's time to burn it all down to start new. Cause I had to literally burn my own box that was around me down to step into who I was authentically as Allie, you know? And so it's like understanding that when we create those spaces and we allow those things to happen, no matter what industry we work in, that we're going to have to either fix it and change it or most likely burn it down to start over. Because like you said, people that, you know, don't understand those boundaries are going to continue to push and push and push. And it's going to be up to you to say, I'm no longer going to do this anymore. And if that means cutting a cord or cords, well, then that's what it means.
Yes, exactly. And with that, I know we've talked a lot about healing our past selves and trying to become the best for who we are now. But what are some of your tips or advice for people that are wanting to work on themselves now, like, and looking forward to the future? Because I think sometimes it can be so easy and hard to like, think like, oh, if I work on this, you know, maybe certain things will change, like what we were just talking about with different relationships shifting or different jobs shifting, like looking forward to the future and that the future can be so much better if we work on our healing now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, when you're in it, it's very deep and it can feel very heavy. And I would just say give yourself so much love and so much grace to go through it because it can be so heavy and you can feel so alone, which is why also finding the right communities and the right people. And, you know, if you are looking for facilitators and that kind of thing, like finding the right people that align for you, because it's going to help you so much. You don't go through it alone. So I think that was a huge piece to my journey too, is in the beginning, I went through so much alone until I started to find people. And I would recommend to anyone, do not go through any of it alone. We're not meant to be alone, and we're definitely not meant to heal alone. Of course, there's moments where you need to go through your own stuff, but like you're meant to have support. So always make sure you do. And I would just say, you know, there is so much goodness on the other side. When we start to finally surrender to what our soul is calling us to do and creating that space for us, it really opens up a whole new world of people, of opportunities, of ourselves, of change. Like I look at myself now and I literally laugh and I'm like, wow, who is she? Like truly, who is she? But in like the best way possible. And I say that because I chuckle, because there's many times where I look at myself and I say, wow, like Allie, like I'm proud of you. Like you used to be so caught up in every materialistic, every client, every had to say yes to every single person. And like now look at you, like you maybe have a lot less because you chose to, but like you have a lot more on the inside and you have the right people and you have the right opportunities and you have like just such a peace. Like I have more inner peace than I've ever had. And you know, it's so funny. I recently had someone say to me, you know, I noticed recently, Allie, with you, like you just have such a glow about you. And I laughed and I said, it's my peace. It's something I never had before. And I really believe energy doesn't lie. And people can see it. They can see that I have just true happiness and have found this peace within me because I'm authentically me. And I now only allow what I allow and nothing else. And I've created the life that I desire and continue to. And I know that this is only the beginning. I know that there is so much more, not just for me, but for me to be of service, to bring this to so many other people who need this and know that they can also have this too and just need to be guided into it. So I just always tell people, like, you have no idea when you surrender and trust in the divine, there is so much more for you. And when you expect miracles, miracles will happen.
I absolutely love that. I think that's one thing that I've tried to work on this past year, year and a half, is telling myself that I'm proud of myself. And yeah. I think that it's so powerful. And one of the things, I haven't done it this year yet, but one of the things that I want to start doing is yearly write a letter to my past self and, you know, work on healing different parts of me that I'm like, oh, I know that, you know, this season of my life, I've worked through a lot, yes, but, you know, I need to work on healing a little bit more of that inner child or that inner younger adult. And, you know, writing a letter to myself and reminding myself how far I've come from who I was then to now.
And yeah, I love that.
I think that one thing too, that I think that helps is when I do affirmations or tell myself I'm proud of myself, I often try to do it while looking in a mirror. Mm-hmm. And look myself in the eye while I'm doing it.
Oh yeah, I do that too. And I do it with my kids. I do affirmations yes. in the mirror. And by the way, also for anyone listening, I am is a super powerful statement. Not this is happening, not, you know, I love myself. Like, yeah, that's a great one. I love myself. But like, I am worthy. I am loving myself. I am loved. I am protected. I am held. I am abundant. Whatever it is, I am free. I am healthy. Like, I am is so, so, so powerful. So when you can look in the mirror and say that and use that word, like I'm telling you, like that declare, those decrees, like it is so shifting when it comes to just even some simple tips of where to start and what to do. And you say it, even if you don't believe it, you say it until you do believe it. That means it's true. Like I remember in my journey with postpartum depression, I used to say things in the mirror like, I love my body. I am beautiful. I am grateful for my scar. And I used to sit there and cringe after I'd say it. And it was like, nope, say it again. And I would do it sometimes 10 times a day in the mirror. You say it until you believe it, until your soul receives it and you get out of your monkey mind and all the junk that's there and you let yourself receive it because it is true. And you just need to be brought home to that truth.
I absolutely agree. I think that that is something that stops a lot of people and used to stop me from doing it is because I was like, well, I don't believe it. Uh-huh. And I don't want to lie to myself. And it's like, well, you're not lying to yourself. You're saying the truth. And just because you don't believe it fully doesn't mean it's not true.
Well, and your ego is keeping you safe. Like, let's be real. Some people say they hate the ego. Some people say you make love to the ego. Like, I've heard all things. The thing is the ego is designed to keep you safe. It is designed to keep you in control. And we as humans for a very long time have been taught to only live in survival modes and basically caveman times, right? That we just survive, we survive, we survive. But we are finally starting to come out of that paradigm and break out and say, I don't want to just survive. I want to thrive. I want to enjoy. I want to enjoy my human experience as much as I possibly can. Well, then you have to override your crazy brain and the ego and the monkey mind that goes on. And you've got to say it until you believe it. Exactly. And this is where, again, and I'll preach it all day long, but this is why breathwork changed my life. Because I've seen it with so many mindset coaches, even that I've worked with, that mindset only takes you so far. And then when you get into the body and receive it and embody it, boom, that's where the game changes. Because it all starts to rapidly energetically rewire. And our, you know, the neurons that we talked about, you know, your neuroreceptors that turn off in the back of your brain when you're breathing so deeply, you can start to actually fire and rewire what's going on. So you can essentially change what the belief was and put a new belief, which is something I do in all my containers and with my clients, is like when we're breathing, it's like, okay, you didn't feel worthy. Well, now we're going to pour in all kinds of worthiness into you as we breathe, and you're going to rewire and receive that. So when we come out, you are the most worthiest and you remember how worthy you are, you know, and that's just giving an example, but it's so important to understand again, it's the mind, body, spirit, and understanding that it all is connected and allowing yourself to receive on each level.
I absolutely love that. That is so awesome. And I know that we talked a little bit about your app before, but I know that you also have a couple of podcasts and I believe you have a blog. Could you tell us a little bit about those?
Sure. Yeah. So my podcast is Awakening with Allie. It's the one that's out currently. I do have a top-rated podcast that's on hiatus called Everything with Allie Levine, and you can still go listen in. There's hundreds of episodes. And it was just something that I put on the back burner in 2020 because when I went through my journey and my spiritual healing, it just didn't feel aligned for me energetically anymore. And that's why Awakening with Allie was created, because I wanted to have deeper spiritual conversations, more about transformation, more about wellness, mental health, all of it. And so it's really about like, what's your awakening? What are you going through? What are you waking up to right now? And what do you want to share with the world to help someone else that's going through this too? And so I, of course, do solos, and then I have amazing guests on who share what they've been through and how they woke up and what they've done to change their lives and now why they're thriving in their lives. So you can check that out anywhere you listen to this podcast, it's Awakening with Allie. And yeah, I have, different, my website, allieleving.com is where that blog is, as well as, all just kind of different programs I run and offerings and everything, and just a little bit more about me and my journey and who I am, and, a little bit more about me with motherhood and spirituality and fashion and breath work and all of it. You can kind of check all that out there. And I do blog on there, not as much as I used to, but there are quite a bit of blogs. From my past blogging, and I try to do it every few months. To be honest, I spend more time on podcasts now because I feel like more people are listening than reading nowadays, and I feel there's more impact and service to be done when it comes to podcasts. So I always love to speak and share on other people's shows to hopefully, just inspire hope. I think that a huge piece of my heart. Well, obviously, more of my all of my heart, but a huge piece to all of this is like, I know how alone I felt. I know how hard I felt like my journey was. I know how much of a victim I fell into in my life. And I know so many others feel that too. And when you can move from being the victim to the victor of your life, and you can celebrate yourself every day for the changes you make, even the littlest changes. Well, little shifts become big shifts, and those little habits become major habit stacking. And the next thing you know, your life looks completely different than you could have ever imagined. And you're so grateful that you just said yes to doing one thing different.
I absolutely love that. I think sometimes we give, like, we don't often think about the fact that one yes can ripple into so many changes, or one
Oh my
connection
gosh,
that we make can
yes.
make such big changes. Same with if, any, like, just a no
Oh yeah, a
can
sacred
make,
no for sure. Oh yeah.
yeah, exactly. I think that sometimes we discredit that and think, oh, well, one little change is not going to make much of a difference. And it can make a huge impact.
And again, that's your mind telling you that. And by the way, I used to be that way. I'd be like, oh, if I just say yes to this, like it's not going to be a big deal. But it's like, but you don't know what that yes is to. You know what that means? You said yes energetically to that situation. You just sent out a signal to God, to source, to the universe, to saying, I'm saying yes to this higher frequency. I'm ready for more. I'm saying yes. I don't maybe know the how. I don't know even what I'm going to do, but I'm going to say yes because it feels right to say yes. And now watch, a bunch more open doors just came because of that energetic exchange. And that is the bigger piece. And the same to what you said about the no, is that when you know it's a sacred no, and you put toward the energy of like, I'm not going to allow that anymore. I'm not going to go back into those old cords and old stories. I'm cutting that off. It's the same thing. Like, okay, we're no longer allowing this either, and this is being shut down.
Yes, absolutely. And I know you had mentioned a little bit about how on the website people can find like how to work with you and whatever, but how does that look? I know that you mentioned that you did some group stuff and also did individual stuff, but can you tell us a little bit about your one-on-one or
Sure.
group experiences?
Yeah, absolutely. So I do group containers. My next one, I don't know when this is airing, but my next challenge is I believe I'm going to start running my breathwork challenge, which is a 22-day challenge starting March 11th. And it's 22 days with me because it takes 21 days to break a habit. So I add 22 as a bonus. And every day you are breathing with me. We have rapid energetic rewiring. I'm taking you through journal prompts. I'm taking you through a journey every single day for about 40 minutes to an hour. If you're not there live, you get the replay in my app, which you get access to. And we are there to hold each other in a safe, sacred space to be able to move through anything that we are going through, as well as teach you how to regulate your nervous system. So the first week is spent on just breathing and feeling safe in the body and regulating. Then we move into embodiment and what your body receives. And then it's full surrender into the experience. And then at the end, it's beautiful transformation. I call it the best challenge: breathe, embody, surrender, and transform into your best self. And so I've been doing these challenges for quite a few months now, actually almost a year now. And it's amazing to see when people come out of these containers, how they feel and what they've learned and the tools they walk away with. And so that's one of my containers I run every few months, live. So you get me live, for those 22 days. And again, if you're not there live, you get the replays. And then I also do one-on-one coaching. I have 3 to 6 month containers one-on-one with me, or just one-on-one sessions, or a package. If you're wanting to do like 5 sessions with me, we can talk about a package. I try to really meet everyone where they are, depending on what they need. And then I also do have a couple of new programs coming out for the spring that I'm working on right now. And one is really actually about kind of what we're talking about, which is like really surrendering to your soul and allowing yourself to understand what this deeper work looks like and how you can move through it and thrive in your life.
That is so awesome. I love that. And what is like the average cost for people that wanted to like sign up for these?
Yeah, sure. So my challenge is $279 one-time payment to join the 22-day challenge. And that will give you access to me for those 22 days and being able to have access on the app to breathe, whether you're on the replay or live, and basically ask me questions Monday through Friday. And there's Voxer support, and there's a Telegram group to be able to like continue to chat and have support and just have affirmations dropped in and downloads I get spiritually that I share and that sort of thing. And then one-on-one with me, there's just different types of sessions. So it depends on like if you're doing like a 90-minute session with me, it's like $333 and it's one-on-one. If you're doing more of like a package and you're wanting to say like, hey, I want to do, five sessions together, then I work out with you kind of a payment plan of like, okay, it's going to be, $2,200. What do you want to do here? What are we working on? I really try to curate what people are wanting and looking for. And then if you're doing like 3 to 6 month container, my 3 month container with me to work with me once a month is $888. And my 6 month is $2,200. And that lets you work with me, each month, twice a month, getting me. And then you also get support with me Monday through Friday, Voxer, and we're like constantly connected so I can help you as you move through your energetic shifts and all that might be happening, or spiritual awakenings, whatever it may be. I'm there to coach you through as well as help you move through with the breath work. So I'm there for you, on a deep level, or I can be there for you on, a more simple level. Obviously everyone is different in what they need. So I'm always trying to create offers that is going to serve everyone.
That's super awesome. And is there anything that we haven't touched on or that maybe you wanted to circle back to before we wrap up the episode?
I don't think so. I love this conversation, everything we shared. And I would just say, if you've never tried breathwork before, or if you have and you didn't have a good experience, I would love to work with you and show you how powerful you are with your breath. I really believe that breath work is life changing, and it can truly change the science of our brain because of the way our neurons work and the way we get to fire and rewire. And when we can understand how much more power we actually have within us and the authenticity of who we are, we shine so much deeper, and it's so much easier to show up in who we are truthfully. And also our lives just get to be so much more joyful and so much more expansive. And we no longer look at our lives and say, oh, why is that anxiety going on? Or why am I stressed out? And not to say these things in life don't happen, because they still do to me too. But again, the difference is we no longer respond to them. We no longer react to them. We can observe them and see them for what they are and keep moving through and flowing. And this is what makes the changes in life and makes the ripples in how we get to show up and how we get to experience joy and how we get to expand. And I'm here for anyone who is listening and this resonates for you, please just book a call with me. Honestly, I would just say, connect with me. My link is will be here in bio, I imagine, on my Penn site link, which has like all of my I'll send it to you, Abigail. It has like all of my offers and all of the ways to work with me. Just book a call. It's free. Book a, you know, 10-minute call with me, 15-minute call. Have a conversation if this is calling you for your soul. And let's talk about how I can support you and how I can help you, because my life work is helping you be authentically who you are and shine. Because the more people that we can have doing that, the more we get to change the world.
I absolutely love that. And yes, I will probably be putting a link in the episode description, but if for whatever reason I don't, listeners, just know that if you follow the beautiful underscore legacy podcast on Instagram, well, it's beautiful underscore legacy. There's no podcast in the name, but anyways, if you follow us on Instagram, I do have a highlight for guest links. And so whenever I have a guest that has like either a website or music out or a podcast or whatever it is, I always make sure to do a slide in my stories with a link so people can always check back there and look if they listen to an episode and like, hey, I really want to check out this person. They can go, you can go there and you can find all kinds of guest links.
Awesome. Yeah. And if you just go to my website, alliebean.com, also, you'll be able to at least get started on how to contact me. You can also always DM me or send an email. You know, I'm very open. I will communicate with you. I always am looking for more community to connect with my soul tribe, my soul clients. I believe we all have them, and I'm here for it. So I'm here to support you on this journey, whether you're beginning or you're deep in the work, I'm here for you.
Awesome. And speaking of that, where can people find you on social media?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find me at Alleluia Design. I'm on all the places, Facebook, X, whatever, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, you know, all the TikTok, all the spaces. I spend most of my time between Instagram and TikTok. It seems to be where my community asks for the most support, but I am on all the places. I also have Awakening with Ali, where the podcast is on Instagram, as well as where I share a lot of my spirituality stuff. And for my app, Breathe and Be, Ali Levine. The app, the name of the app is Breathe and Be, but the handle on social media is Breathe and Be, Ali Levine. And I post different breath work there as well.
That's awesome. And with the podcast being called Beautiful Legacy, I ask all of my guests, what kind of legacy do you want to leave and why?
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, I love the name of your podcast. And thank you so much for having me. This was such a really beautiful conversation. And I would just say, I want to leave the legacy of that you get to be authentically you and be abundant for it. You get to shine your light and truly live in harmony and peace and health and wealth because you are you and that is your birthright.
I absolutely love that. And besides all the things that we talked about in this episode, how would you say that you're making that happen?
I would say I'm making that happen just by continuously speaking my truth, continuously sharing my story, sharing my gifts, being completely authentically me, as real and raw as possible, and showing people with embodiment by showing up and showing them how I do it. It gives them permission, not that they need it, but it shows them how to also embody too and show up.
I love that. I feel like so much of what you have shared in this episode like aligns so much with my goal and mission for this podcast. So I'm just so glad that we're able to connect.
Like, oh, me too. I know. It's always, you know, when you and I messaged each other, I just felt that divine alignment. And I really believe that, like, when you feel that energy and you know there's alignment, it's like there's a reason why you're connecting. And, you know, obviously this conversation hopefully is going to be super impactful and of service to your community, but also it can be for ourselves, right? I think that's another piece to this, is just allowing yourself to receive. That was a huge piece of my journey too, is like when I would interview people and I would get these things, I'm like, oh, I'm doing this for others, but also like I'm receiving this love right now. I'm receiving this wisdom and like I need it and I'm grateful I'm receiving it, you know? And I think the more we can be the medicine to each other and give each other that true, beautiful, like high frequency energy, the more we're going to shift the paradigm and the more we're going to change humanity. And that is what I'm here for. I am a light worker, a new earth leader, and I am here to break and shift the paradigm.
I absolutely love it. And I loved having you on today. And I completely agree. I think so many of the conversations that I have recorded for this podcast have given me so much like encouragement and, energy. And like, I felt so good after so many of them that I'm like, I feel like that was more for me. Like, no matter how many listens I get, I don't care. That was just,
yep, totally.
A good
It's
conversation.
Impactful. Yeah.
Yes,
and then
exactly.
You get to go shine your light. And also too, obviously, if you need any support, yourself, obviously I'm here for you too.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much. And to the listeners, as always, you are loved, you are worth it, you are priceless, and I will talk to you all later.